Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Tonight we have Psychics in the City on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, folks.
Hey.
It's Iggy, and I'm back with another installment once a month with Psychics in the City. Today we have special guests, the Tipsy City Psychics.
Hello.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yow.
Of course, I will kind of be in the background listening and trying to hold space for them. But I don't know where they're going to go.
What he really means is he's not tipsy like we are.
But we're going to have fun tonight. So if you have questions, please call in.
All right. So this is kind of a pretty simple form how it works. It's open. You guys can talk about whatever you want. Then we'll take calls as we want to. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what you do?
Thank you.
My name's Brenda. Well, I go by Babs when I'm trying to be incognito, otherwise Brenda. But anyway, we hang out, me and my friend Trixie, or Sherilyn, Tipsy Trixie. Anyway, we have some really colorful conversations at the end of our workday because, you know, it's real heavy being a psychic. I'm just saying.
We want to help anybody we can. So, you know, when we're in other people's vibration or energy, you know, we're thinking about what we can say and what we can do for them. And we want to know, like, what spirit has for them. So it is draining sometimes. But, you know, it's all in love. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to do the best thing for everyone. So
exactly.
We have a third person here.
And we actually have a special guest.
Awesome.
Tonight, her name's Rachel.
That's right.
Or,
how's it going, everybody? Adalia. I'm Adalia.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Dahlia, it's a flower.
Ah, what kind of
it's
flower?
It's a poisonous flower.
Is it really?
So awesome.
She is kind of a negative nanny, which is what I called her before we got on air. But you know what? She's a great psychic. She doesn't necessarily believe it, but every time I ever pick up anything, she will be right behind me picking up the same thing. So this is
great.
One of those great people who doesn't know how great she is.
I am pretty awesome. I juggle science and psychics.
There you go. She does. And she's in a heavy metal band, plays guitar, and sings like Evanescence Girl, like nobody's
business. She's a rocker. That's right. You should absolutely go to Facebook.com and check out Sour Blood.
Sour Blood.
That's right.
She does. Oh, my
8th.
God. 8th? Where?
March 8th at Oshakee's.
Really?
Woo!
I mean, she's like, and I'm like, my God. How do you understand that?
But it's just beautiful. That's what it is.
She can even do backup with that, which I don't see how that happens. Because I was in the band for a while, but me and her are totally different vibes.
You're like
on the band thing.
You're in the news, and I'm more like Suicide Silence Pantera.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we're here to do psychic readings, right?
I guess so. It calls.
For anybody it calls, you know what? I have done readings all day today, and I can guarantee
she's warmed up.
That any day that I do readings, and most psychics know this, it's kind of like being an athlete. You know days on the first reading where there it's one of those days where you are on.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Or
oh, yeah.
Some of those days you're kind of on, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's one of those days I am on.
All right.
Awesome.
So you guys are great that are standing in line to call in. I can also vouch for my last reading. Sherilyn is totally on.
I try.
Or Trixie. And Rachel.
That's right.
That's right, y'all.
Or what'd you call yourself?
Dahlia.
We get warmed up.
Dahlia.
Have you never heard of that? Don't you like flowers? Don't you do that girly stuff?
A Dahlia?
Dahlia. I say Dahlia. Like Black
like
Dahlia Murder.
It's
a band.
Dahlia.
It's Dahlia.
In hillbilly terms.
Black Dahlia Murder.
No, it's Dahlia.
Whatever.
I wouldn't know what you were saying if you said Dahlia.
Dahlia? I think Dahlia sounds better.
Those are beautiful flowers, and they do come back every year, even though they
say
they don't.
And they have black Dahlia flowers.
Well, I never had
a
black one.
For the negative Nancy over here.
Well, our call-in number, if you want to get a reading tonight, is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. But that's not a toll-free number, so just make sure of that.
Use your cell phone.
Use your cell phones and our landline or Skype. Take it. So we're going to take a call.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Sure. Well,
poor person on the other line. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Welcome, Marilyn. How are you?
Good. How are you? Long time no talk.
Yeah. Well, we got three young ladies here who are ready to give you some insight. You ready?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Any specific question, anywhere you want to go with it?
No, wait a minute. I'd like to be...
Okay.
Excuse me.
It's their show. Sorry.
I would like to be even more... provide you more value for the reading, if I may.
Okay.
What, do you mind to give me the first letter of your last name?
B.
What was it?
B as in boy.
And could you say Marilyn B a couple times and
Marilyn?
Let us tune into you first?
Sure. My name is Marilyn B. Marilyn B. Marilyn B.
Well, you know, Marilyn, I'm tuning in, and I feel like you really need to, like, get out there and have fun. I don't know why, but I'm feeling like you're just feeling... Maybe, like, you're in a place where you're not, maybe it's this hard winter, I don't know. But you need to, like, maybe make some time for you and get out there and meet some people. Like, have you thought about, like, going out and having fun? I feel like you've spent a lot of time alone lately, and maybe you just need, like, some social time. I see, like, but you need, like, some friends to get out with, maybe just to hang out and have a good time, maybe a girls' night out or... You know, just to go out and pursue an interest. Like, have you ever thought about, like, meetup.com? Because they've got, like, thousands of interests. Like, maybe you could just get out and do something.
Actually, I do get out. I have been on Meetup, and I'm right now booking a trip. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm all over it. I am all over it. Yeah.
And, Marilyn, have you ever done teaching? Any form of teaching?
Yeah. Last year I was teaching prisoners radical forgiveness.
And do you have a brother that you have a strained relationship with?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there's someone here in spirit, by the way. I'm a medium, so there's someone here in spirit who's telling me they're concerned about this strained relationship. Who has an E name that crossed over that's connected to you, a man?
I'm not sure who that is.
It'd be like a Ed, Evan, Evert.
No, not that I. No one in okay. my.
What about an E name, a woman?
No.
Or it sounded like an E, like a Anna, Edna. It could be in-law, too, so I want you to think about that. But I'm telling you, whoever this E-name is telling me about your brother. And,
okay.
And you know, a lot of times I will tell people stuff just like this. It happens all the time. I get emails not more than a half hour later.
True.
After they've called their family, and they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know I had a great-grandma. Or great aunt by that name, or great uncle by that name. I've never seen it go.
Yep. I do have a great aunt, Eleanor.
Okay.
Eleanor.
And is that on your mom's side?
Yep. And there's a great uncle Ed or Uncle Ed, great uncle Ed. Well, I think.
On the same side?
Yep.
They're still watching us.
Okay.
Even if it's distant.
Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're concerned about your relationship with your brother. They're saying they're so proud of you being this teacher and what you've done. It's so healing what you did. But you need to take what you were teaching home and look at your relationship with your brother. I'm just saying. I'm so sorry. And how precious you are, what you did for these prisoners and the teaching that went on there.
Do you have a dog? I feel like some animal energy around you. Like you're good with animals, or you just maybe enjoy them, or like maybe you're just like one of those people who's an animal magnet, you know?
I do enjoy animals. I have none at this time. I did have to give my cat away when I moved last year. So sad.
Oh, why sorry. Do I hear Laffy Taffy?
I don't know.
Is there maybe laughter? Or somebody with that name close, like Taffy? Maybe they were nicknamed that? Or what does Laffy Taffy have to do with you?
Nothing. Nothing that I know of.
You know what? I feel like you're going to meet someone significant to your life that it's in a month, so it's either going to be in March or May. I feel like it's coming up, so that's what I'm feeling like, you know, maybe it's going to be on this vacation or something that you're doing with groups. I just feel like you're going to meet someone that's going to be either a partner or a really good friend that you're going to want to hang out with. It's really going to, like, bring some fun and joy into your life.
And are you going somewhere where it's predominantly where they sell taffy?
I'm going to the Carolinas. Do they sell taffy in Carolinas?
Oh, my God. Really?
There you go. That's true.
Yes, they really sell a lot of Laffy Taffy there.
That's that water taffy.
They
point.
Do.
We're thinking old days.
Yeah, that's huge. So,
I'm going down for work, but I do hope to see a high school friend, elementary school friend, a boyfriend from 30 years ago, and maybe my nephew.
Well, you need to work it, baby. You need to work your stuff when you go. I'm just saying, you need to remember your flirt.
Have fun.
Yeah, I can vouch for their faces.
Yeah. Remember your flirt.
Well, the significant man, is that somebody new, or is this guy from 30 years ago?
Could you repeat that again? We kind of
okay. So I'm gonna meet or be around either one, a significant man in, I think you said March or April or May. Is that somebody brand new or somebody that I already know?
Actually, I feel like it's somebody new that you're gonna meet. But this 30-year-old relationship, I mean, I feel like, you know, it's gonna be a fun meetup and that there's true feelings there. I just feel like it might not be everything, but it's still going to be great to see somebody new or somebody old and, you know, make contact again and see how they've changed and see how their life is and, like, catch up. So do that. I think that you will never regret it. I think it's going to be good for you.
And who's James or Jim?
That's him.
Or Jay name.
Jim, that's the third wild love life from that I was going to marry 30 years ago.
Wow. I knew it.
Awesome.
I knew it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, I felt JJ. No, it was JJ.
You go, Iggy.
Well, see, we were tuning into you.
Iggy's psychic, too. He can jump in any time. He's got something to
that's
control.
Right.
Please.
Even though he's a
Please.
Straight man, he's not having that's a little right. bit of alcohol. At least he's psychic.
That's
what?
Right. He's tuning in.
I said Iggy is so psychic.
Oh, true. Yes, yes, yes. I haven't talked to Iggy in a year or two, but yeah, absolutely. But did somebody say alcohol?
Yeah. You just called tipsy cities?
Psychics.
Oh.
Psychics.
There are
I thought you meant Jim was, I thought you said Jim was an alcoholic. No, you didn't say Jim was an alcoholic. Okay. Hello? I think I lost you. Hello, hello. Hello. Hello, hello. Okay, I lost you guys. Well, if you can hear me, thank you.
All right.
Oh, are you back?
Yeah, we just
yes.
bounced out. Sorry about
Sorry.
That. James did that.
Of course. You called us what? You called this show. It was called.
Yeah, this is Psychics in the City, and we have invited Tipsy City Psychics to be on.
See? Because I wanted to let people know that you can be you and be yourself, and the spirit can still talk to you.
That's right.
We all have that intuition, you know, whatever you want to call it, gut feeling, you know,
yeah.
Everybody has that psychic ability, if they want to call it that or not. Maybe they just say, oh, it's woman's intuition, mother's intuition. But, you know, everybody gets these little insights if they'll listen to their inner self. They all get it, you know, and we all have it. It's just whether or not you develop it or not.
I agree.
It's just like when people go to the gym and develop a muscle. If they work at that muscle, they're going to develop that muscle. That's how bodybuilders work. Nobody says, oh, well, they're not worthy. They're not going to be able to develop muscles because they're not, you know, spiritual. But that's just not how it is. Everybody has this. It's in them. When they come in this world, they have that in them. And guess what? If you develop it, if you work at it, the more you do it, the more it comes to you. The more open you are to receive it, that's how it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be open and willing and try it. Just try it. Like, be fun, be open.
And it might be a little fun to think about how being slightly impaired might enhance the experience.
Some people just need to get out of their own way. You know, sometimes we are always trying to rationalize things. So, you know, sometimes I find, you know, with alcohol, especially with new people, no, it's easier. It's just like some people have to drink to go on a date. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this. They're so uptight. They're worried. You have got to be willing to be foolish. You have to throw out anything that hits your head, even if it sounds so crazy. Who cares if you're wrong? You know, you just have to be willing to throw out whatever hits your head.
Exactly.
And most of the time, you're going to be right. You're going to be right on. You're going to surprise yourself.
And it's normal for medicine people to do that.
You're going to surprise yourself.
You know, I always say the most ADD people I have found out are the most psychic. Because we can't hold on to a thought long enough to rationalize it.
I guess that's us.
We got to think it and just pass it on and then go to the next thought.
That's right.
All right.
What else do we have?
We have other callers.
All right. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you
for calling.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. Hey, thanks for calling. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, I agree with you, ladies. You know, you're talking about, you know, not necessarily an altered state, but a different type of state. You know, steps you into a different type of realm to understand. Shamans do that all the time with
mm-hmm.
rattles, drums, you know, ayahuasca, peyote, whatever, you know, just to get into that mind. So alcohol or soda or candy, all that stuff does the same. But it has its own magic. You ready for another call?
I normally like food.
All right, here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
What was that again?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria? Okay.
Right.
Wait, the ladies are writing feverishly there.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's his name?
I'm sorry?
Rosemaria?
Right.
Okay. And can you say that three times, please?
Sure. Rosemaria, Rosemaria, Rosemaria.
Are you calling for someone?
What do you mean calling
for
someone?
In other words, you want information about someone you know and not necessarily you?
Call it friendship.
So it is, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because that's kind of what I felt. They're not hanging around. I can tell you that much. They are, whoever it is you're calling for, they're not staying where you are, put it that way. They're leaving somehow. I want to say within the next 4 months, things are hugely changing.
I'm the one that's leaving.
Huh?
I'm the one that's leaving.
Excuse me?
I'm the one that's leaving, not
You're
my friend.
Changing.
Yeah, I'm
Can
changing.
I say, are you
I'm sorry?
Being in, are you going to jail?
No.
Or being in prison in some way?
No.
Or feeling imprisoned? Maybe
no.
Just caught up in life, like, you know, you're not going where you want to go. Like, you can't, like, move freely, like, where you want to go. Are you thinking about making a move somewhere, and that you just feel like you just can't quite do that yet?
I'm really looking for a job.
Oh, okay. Well, what I got with you is,
well,
I'm just saying, I feel a bit of imprisonment.
In.
So if
no.
if it's not literal,
you.
Then this job may make you feel like, oh my God, I'm in prison.
No.
Like I'm stuck here and
no.
I don't want to.
No, I will relocate if I need to for the job. I won't be in prison. No. It's more than
I know,
one location
that. You don't know about this job yet. I'm saying if you go there, that could be your feeling about that job. Are you in, why would I feel Pennsylvania?
I'm near Pennsylvania.
Seriously?
I'm close to it for now.
Okay. Well, I have no idea. I'm not even looking at the internet. Iggy is the one who's got the headset on. He's looking at the internet. I'm sitting on the opposite side of him. I have no idea where you're calling from. Don't even know your area code. So for me to say that, I'm definitely in your vibe. I'm telling you, I think this is not a good move for you. You might think
it is. It's not for the U.S. I'm moving in. I'm moving in a different location. Totally the opposite. It's too late. I already took the job, and I need it.
But you haven't moved yet, right?
They're knowing I'm coming in.
Is this south?
Out of the country, yes.
What? Be careful. That's what I hear when you say that. I hear really loud in my head, be very careful. I feel like you have, like, good energy that you care about other people. Like, you're looking out for others. And I feel like you're looking for love. Like, but you know what? You are love. You're a giver. You do anything for anyone. That's what I feel about you. But be careful when you're thinking that, because don't let people take advantage of that. I feel like fall is going to be a great time for you. I feel like you're going to have, like, unexpected things happening, but it's going to be exciting for you because I feel like you need, like, some excitement in your life. I feel like things have gone on for a while, and you feel like you're kind of in a rut. I also get the name, like, Sherry, and I get a J name. I don't know if it's
a guy named like John or Joe, but I feel like you have like someone coming in your life that's going to bring good energy, and maybe they're going to be a good friend to you. I think it's going to be like a female energy, like to balance you a little bit. I feel like you're feeling a little chaotic right now within yourself. Like you're not sure where things are going, so you might need that.
Rachel's got something. Rachel's been tuning in,
so she wants to say what she got you.
Well, on the notion that the imprisonment thing, are you in the military?
I work with the military.
Nice.
That's
okay.
The imprisonment. Like,
so
I feel like I have no
like,
choice.
They're moving you, right? Like, you don't really have a choice. They're kind of just assigning you to this new area.
Yes, I have to work. Yes.
Dude, that's it. I knew
there
it.
You go, Brenda.
You had no choice.
Yeah.
No, I have a choice. I gave them an ultimatum. If they sign me or if not, I'm not doing any more contracts. It was up to me. So they went for it. Because I'm best of the best what I do with them.
But the fact that you made that decision, now you're imprisoned to that decision, right?
Because that's what I love to do. And they know it. Like I said, I am the best of the best what I do with them.
And you definitely are the best of the best. You're focused.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're very focused and very, like,
but
whatever
you're
focused
scared.
On, that's it.
You're
oh,
so
no, I'm not scared.
Scared.
No, because I know I'm protected with them, so I'm not scared.
You're protected that way, but emotionally. We're talking about emotionally. We're psychics. We know you're protected with the government. We're talking about emotionally.
No, I'm happy
you're
I'm going.
You're scared.
No, I'm happy I'm going. It's just my first assignment. I don't know what city I'm going in first.
Who's George?
My friend's husband.
What?
My friend's husband.
And you're very close, right?
No, I'm close to an R name or an L name. Because yeah, I use a nickname. He begins with an L.
Jump in, Eggie. We know you have something to contribute here.
I don't get it.
I can just see it in him. Like, he's holding back. But don't hold back. This is your show, too.
I don't get it.
We want it. We want your input. Come on.
I don't understand what she just said.
She says she's close to someone with the name L.
An L name.
I'm assuming.
I can see it on Iggy's face. He has something there.
No, I'm talking about George.
George is my friend's husband. Your friend's son.
Husband.
Okay, friend's husband.
Husband.
Okay, so you picked up George.
I'm close to an L. An L name.
Close to an L. An L name.
Very close to him.
I can just see the wheels turning in Iggy's head.
And what does Vermont?
I'm sorry?
Maine. Vermont or V name mean to you?
I have an uncle that begins with a V. He passed away. I don't know him. I only met him once. I was very, very young.
You know what? He's very around you right now. Oh, my God.
I feel like you just need to know that you are loved. You are protected. No matter what happens to you, don't feel like you're out there alone. I feel like sometimes you're like, I'm just always alone. I'm a loner. But you're not. There's always help. There's always help in spirit. Don't feel like you're totally alone.
Rosemaria?
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I was picking up a Vernon. I have no idea if that's the V name or not.
Not a Vern. I have a V. It's,
okay. I was wrong.
Vito. Right, that's my
okay.
uncle.
I would just say you do have an uncle, though, Vernon?
No. It begins with a V.
Okay. Well, I would just say, you know, I'm picking up that you've got this
not fear or scared feeling per se, but just the emotion of being unfamiliar with something. Just does that resonate with you? Just like anyone would have a little anxiety with not knowing exactly what's going to happen next, right?
With my friend that I'm close to. I'm well.
Is your friend sick?
Very well.
Is your friend sick?
Not that I know of. I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Emotionally? Like sick? Have they been emotionally sick in the past? That makes you worry?
From the past, what's going on with his life and my life, and he knows I'm coming in.
You know what? I just got to say this up front. Your mama, I got to talk about her for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got to talk about your mom, and I feel like she's living, okay? She is,
she
right?
She's what?
Huh?
She's what?
Living?
Yes.
Living. Yes.
You never could depend on her, right?
No.
And she made you feel like you were island out in the middle of nowhere. Right?
No. Never did that with me.
In other words, you had to take care of yourself or either be the strong person in your family.
She installed to be strong in me.
Because that's what you had to do. Right?
No, because I've been always been strong.
Who's Walter, a W name, who was very strong as a man, Walt Willard, I don't know, it was a W name, who helped you out when you was young? Could be a William, a Winners Bill.
No, I don't have any Bill or William or Walter or anybody like that.
And I picked up the color yellow, and I picked up the name Wilfredo and Victor. For some reason, I don't know why.
Seriously?
Those names came to my mind. Ed, but yellow.
I have an uncle named that. I have an uncle.
Okay. I picked that up, and I picked up yellow, and yellow is one of your chakra points on your body. Okay, and that I feel like there's something stuck in you. I'm not sure what it is. I'm kind of looking around the room here, trying to see if I can focus on you a little bit. But I did pick up yellow's big. Yellow's big. And if the girls can remind me what the yellow chakra is again.
The emotional, like
the emotional,
being afraid to open up.
Being afraid to open up, okay. And so I'm not sure why your uncle pops into my head. I'm not sure if you guys had a discussion or talked about it, or he said something to you about going on this move, moving on this trip. I feel like there's some, not necessarily on your part, but there's some uncertainty on somebody else's part about what you're doing. But other than that's all where I'm at right now at the moment. So
you need to be fierce about your decisions. Go for it.
I'm serious.
Fierce.
I'm very
fierce
about
it. Because right now you having this uncertainty is your downfall. Because I feel like you're a fierce person. Mm-hmm. You own your future. You tell what your future is going to be, and it is that. I feel that you have an insecurity about how your future is going to be will set you up for failure. So be fierce about it. Be who you are and be fierce about it. That way, everything, I don't even care what we've all said. The truth of it is, you own your future.
True.
And you
that.
Make it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the decision you've made, you know, is a personal one, and I think you're going to do well with it, from what I'm picking up intuitively. There's going to be some people coming into your life that are going to be very important to you that you haven't quite met yet.
I feel
right.
that, too.
You know,
right.
That's
that
exactly
right.
what I was feeling earlier.
And,
who's Tony?
They're going to challenge her. They're going to challenge her belief systems just because they come from a different background. They come from a different school of thought. And you've been raised maybe to be self-sufficient, to take care of yourself, to be very, you know, strong person. And I'm feeling that these people who are going to come into you are going to challenge you at first, but then eventually you guys are going to be the best of friends. You know, they're gonna loosen you up a little bit, soften you up a little bit. Not that you're hard or a rock or anything, but they're gonna help you see life from a different point of view, from a different vantage point that you've never seen before. And it's gonna be a cool experience.
Yes.
You know what? When I
said about.
Tony.
Uh huh. What's that again?
Either it's the name Tony or Cuba. Somebody from Cuba. Either name Tony or the name Cuba. Is relevant going forward.
Where I'm going is in Europe, and he looks dark skinned, almost like Spanish, but he's not. He's my culture, my background. He makes me stronger than what I am. It's my longtime friend that's close to me, and he, like I said, his name begins with an L.
Don't forget to communicate what you really feel. Because I see you get stabbed in the throat. Like, I don't want to say what I really want to say to this person. You got to say what you want to say. Okay?
And
that means
good
out holding back. Like, don't
yeah.
hold back.
I mean, that's symbolic.
Say, Lorenzo.
Hey, you know that I don't hold back.
Right.
I got a mouth. I have a mouth.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks. Thanks.
Bye.
I didn't want him to pick up. I said his name at the end, so she's like. That's good.
I didn't wonder if right. I just said stab somebody in the throat.
No, that's just like how we see like
it's symbolic.
Know.
Well, we're picking
like,
up a lot of different energies.
Like
from
just
her.
Speak yeah. your truth and don't let that like hold you back. You know, your
well, you know,
chakra
sometimes
your energy comes from. If it's closed, that means you're not
okay
like, speaking. You feel like you can't speak.
I gotta say this going forward, because here's an example how I couldn't read somebody. And this will set it up for every other reading I ever do. There was a girl here who said, okay, go ahead and read me. I said, please don't say anything. Let me just talk in the beginning of your reading because I like to set up value for what I got to say. So I said, why do I see you live in this big, humongous house? And all these adopted kids are coming in and they're going out, or foster kids are going in and coming out. She said, I don't know. No, that don't relate to me. Well, we went on for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Everything was no, 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 no.
Right.
Well, after 20 minutes, I said, I guess I can't read you. She put on her coat. I was following her out, and I said, she said, I'm so disappointed you couldn't read me. I was so looking forward to it. She said, my life is not that exciting. All I do is work. I said, really? What do you do? She said, I'm a nurse's aide in a rest home. I said, what? I said, are you kidding me? Really? And that big, humongous house with all these adopted kids going in and going out like a train station? Because I kept bringing her home to that. And she was like, no, I don't see how that relates to me. And I'm like, So now I kind of use that as an example.
Yeah, it's true.
For people that don't get it.
Yeah, sometimes what you're picking up is not necessarily the literal.
Right, exactly.
It's just how we see it.
If they can't get that.
Because we're all little kids.
Exactly.
Right. All these little kids in adult bodies. You know?
Sure.
And how much more do they say old people revert to children?
That's right.
Of course. Right? Especially when you're diapering them, you're bathing them, you're feeding them, which is what a nurse aide does, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get that, we're good.
Care of.
I want to give everybody the call-in number. It's 646-595-3440. Please call us in. We have callers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Rachel, you ain't said nothing.
Welcome to the show, caller.
Save the best for last.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Are you there?
Hello.
Come on, hold so long.
Hello.
I gave up. Don't give up on us. Just come back.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello.
We can hear it.
Hello. I can't hear you.
We can hear
you. It's a little distant, but we can hear you.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Just give us your first name. You don't have to give us the whole name.
Gregory.
My name
Wait
is Michelle.
With somebody from the background.
Yeah, there's about five people in the room.
Wow.
My name is Michelle.
Gregory. Are we going with Gregory?
No, we're going with Markel.
Oh, it is my daughter.
It is your daughter. Oh, my God.
Hey,
now, wait a minute. Are we going with Gregory or Markel?
That would be my little brother joking around. I'm not exactly sure what I want to ask or, but
wait
I don't
minute.
Know.
What name are we going with?
Yeah, is this for you or for,
Markel?
Someone else in the room.
Markel? I don't even think I'll
Markel.
Spell that.
N-A-R-Q-U-E-L-L-E.
I had to ask your mama.
I love that name. Oh, that's beautiful.
Only because I almost asked your last name, but I already know that. Wait a minute. You are...
Shame on you.
Your own person.
I feel like you're so unique, and that makes you feel like you're alone or like that you stand out, but you're supposed to. Oh, my God, you're so special. You are your own person, and you know it from a young age.
No.
You felt it.
Wait a minute. I got to start with the shame on you.
Okay, go ahead. Bren's going to go first.
Okay.
She don't tell her mommy and daddy what she really wants for her future. She's held that secret. She thinks it's somehow forbidden or they're not going to look lightly on that. So... you don't tell them. And I hear, shame on you. You're not being you. But, and wait a minute. I feel like you have told someone, not them, that maybe your grandpa?
Or interesting.
Someone there. That you have confided in, not them. Is that true? Yes or no?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now wait a minute.
I
know you don't really want to say that right now with them on the line, but it could be a perfect avenue for you to be free. So
I'm not exactly.
It's interesting. When you said interesting, did that mean maybe?
No, I'm not sure what you're saying. What does it have to do with? Do you know?
I think about your future.
That's so funny. I just
what
wrote
well?
That.
Your future.
Well, I think
your career, you have confided in someone, not your mommy and daddy.
Well,
but
I mean,
about some, that you feel is not normal or accepted?
Career-wise?
Huh?
You said career-wise?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
I don't really, I mean, my parents are supportive. I mean, my, like, dream
I'm
is
not
to be a photographer.
I'm not
no, I know you're not. I know you're not saying they're not supportive, but my parents have always known that my dream is to, like, pursue a career in photography. And, I mean, right now,
of course.
I think... What I am doing is going to school for aesthetics because I want to apply. I want
and
to apply with my photography.
Wait a minute, I'm
not
saying that bullcrap because you know you need to be in photography. I'm just saying you kind
of
do.
This is a it's a part
I
of
do.
It.
I know I'm like blocking off my vision right now to your. Mom and Dad right now because I don't even want to look at their faces. I'm just saying it's so meant to be where you're meant to be. But
wait, so what are you,
here's
what are you
the dilemma.
To?
I said
wait.
You're meant to be in photography.
Yeah,
but here's
I know.
The deal. You are not as fierce as you could be.
Listen to Brenna with
and that's the about. Deal. That's the deal. You
well,
can't be fierce about it, and that's where they have insecurities about you. Am I right?
Well, see the thing is that right now I'm going to school to apply it to my photography, and I don't think people understand that, is that I'm going to be learning makeup, and I also am very interested about the skin, so I really would
oh,
like to learn.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Drop that right now. Because you know it's about photography. It is.
It is about photography,
it
but I have
about
to,
you're
gonna be I have to apply more to it so that it...
No.
See, I don't know.
You can care less about skin.
I totally see.
And about makeup. Really?
I want to put all the arts that I love together into one thing, which is my favorite thing, which is photography. And it's not that I'm not doing anything for myself photography-wise. I'm just trying to add more to it to make
you don't give a shit about makeup or about
yeah,
hair.
I used to not give a crap about that, but I have a strong interest in it now because I
and
have seen myself.
Do you think that'll get you photography?
What'd you say?
It's not because you want to do it. Right?
No. I do want to do it because it's
yeah.
going to help with photography. It's going to help me.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't care what your opinion is, because in my opinion, I believe that if I have that combined with that, it can improve my, like, how my focal point is when I'm dealing with people.
I'm going to jump in here, and I wasn't hearing the photography thing. That was Bren tuning in. But I feel like you love someone or, you know, that plays a big part in your life. Maybe it's just your family is so important to you. But I also feel like you have a bigger future than you can even imagine. I feel like you have to create great things for yourself and that you're willing to do that. I feel like you have the energy for that. You're motivated. I feel like you're going to be traveling, and I see South America. I have no idea why, but that's the thing that hits my head, and that you are going to be a helper to so many people. Like, I feel like you're going to help people in your life, and it might be years from now. It might be in the future. I feel like maybe it's even 10 years from now. It's not something that you're seeing right now, but that you have such a great purpose in your life. So, like, when you're discouraged or if you're feeling discouraged by life circumstances, in the present moment or you're feeling like you're stuck and you're not going where you want to fast enough, just know that you have, like, a great purpose to be here. Don't let yourself fall into that rut of, like, you know, being down on yourself or, like getting depressed about your circumstances here and now, because you're going to work through that. You have a great purpose in this life. I really see it. I don't think you can see it yet. Maybe it's just because you're young, but you are awesome. You don't even see how bright your own light shines. You're going to be there. You are going to be there.
Martha.
And you're going to travel. I feel like you have so much travel in your future, and maybe it is with the photography that you don't even see yet, but I just feel like you're going to be traveling, and you're going to be helping people traveling.
Awesome.
Hey, Markel.
Can you
What's
hear
up?
Me?
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now. You have a healing / photography future ahead of you. So
I completely
whether
agree
it's
with you.
To go, oh, my God, you're such a healer. So, see, it is not about doing makeup. It's not about doing hair.
I feel like you want
We're
to help.
Talking about going to other countries. To show how people are healed. I even want to cry right now when I'm saying
I feel
that.
Like when you travel.
For real. Like,
future,
look at me, baby. Jesus.
You're
going
to want to help. You're
right
gonna
now.
Be
y'all are sitting at my table right now. Like, I don't tear up very often when I'm reading people. But let me tell you right now, her mission is to be a healer. In her photography.
I feel within your group of friends that you encourage them. Like, when they're down, you're the one that encourages them. Like, you're the one
that... Oh, my God. That is so beneath...
You're the one that brings them some encouragement.
Beneath what she... That might be what she does right now. And that cannot be undermined. I'm sorry, Cheryl Lynn. Cannot be undermined. But what she does in the future is, oh, my God.
Have fun.
Oh, my God.
I
oh, my
like
God.
I just want to have fun right now.
No, wait
go
a minute.
For that, too. But you're still going to be
No,
over.
It's not even about having fun. I'm talking about people changing their life. Changing their life. And I feel like New Zealand.
You know you have both kids in the room. Markel, is GB with you too?
What'd you say?
New Zealand.
Is GB there?
I can't hear you. What?
GB. Is GB with you?
GB?
Giovanni, your brother. Is he there with you?
He just left.
Oh, okay. He's in there too. I can feel his energy.
Who wants to go to Australia?
Except for us raising our hands in this room.
Really?
This year.
Because I think
Markel
is going there.
I want to get
Markel's going there,
really?
And she's going to have some healing
awesome.
Going on there.
That's cool.
Do you hear that?
No, Markel, you have friends in Australia, don't you?
Yes, I do. I actually have three friends from Australia who actually
That's awesome.
Visited
That's
here
awesome.
In November.
You know what? They will make a way for you to be there. Please do not push your parents. Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. I'm going to say this outright. Don't push your parents to make the way for you to be there, because I guarantee that the people on the other side will make the way for you to be there.
I believe that.
Because guess what? You're meant to be there.
Nice.
Seriously. You're so precious. And you're so meant to be there. Oh, my God. Really? You're so precious. Really.
Well, thank you.
You know that, right?
Yes, I
thank
hear
you.
It a lot.
Thank you for talking with us. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Rach, do you have anything?
I haven't really tuned in much.
Okay.
All right,
Markel. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. Love you.
Love you, baby.
Love you, Dad. Love you.
All right.
It's easy. Get in there.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about any of her friends in Australia.
No, really,
really.
Awesome.
Three guy friends.
Ooh. If you would have pulled them in here, we would have so talked about
it. I feel like she's going to travel. I, like, got talking about it.
I guarantee I would have talked about
it. Was. Like, that was one of the first things that hit my head.
Now, wait a minute. We got to have Rachel, who is that negative Danny.
Yeah, she's
going to
talk more. She needs to jump in there, Rach.
Yeah,
come on.
I haven't been getting much.
Oh, crap.
Try it. You're good.
Right.
You're better than you think you are.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Fran. Karen.
Right, Ann.
Karen.
Karen.
Oh, Carolyn.
Karen. Okay. Karen.
Karen. Spell it for
right.
Me.
K A-R-E-N.
Oh, my God. I'm
that's right.
Her. I can't read her.
That's right. And I don't even want you to.
I do know who this is. You're
I don't trust you.
She doesn't trust you.
She don't trust you.
She does.
Hello.
So Karen, tell me.
Hi.
This is Susie. This is Iggy's wife.
Okay.
I am picking up how ornery you two are, but that really applies in your life somehow. I don't know if that resonates with you, but I'm just getting the giggles just thinking about how happy or fun or whatever you create with everyone around you. That's what I'm picking up on. Is there anything in particular you are wanting to get out of this?
Not really. Brand had sent me an email and told me you guys are going to be on, and so I'm sitting here listening.
Pardon me? Is there any Doug in your life? Doug.
Doug. The only Doug I know is Brenda's uncle.
Well, for some reason Doug comes up. I have no idea why. Iggy, you got anything for her?
Give me a sec.
Did you say Doug?
Yeah, she said Doug.
She said that was my uncle.
Yeah,
she did. Are you channeling for Brenda? Could be, because you're connected. I feel like the sister energy between you and Brenda. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And I don't I don't think that I know you.
Well, if you know Brenda, you know me.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back. I had to go, you know, for the park break.
Trixie is back.
I'm back. Do you have a question we can hone in on, or you just want a general reading? You are fierce.
A general reading.
Those big blue eyes. What are you waiting for, girl? Get your ass out there and find someone. Oh, my God. You don't need any help. You'd have, like, people banging down your door. Oh, my Lord.
I'm just not interested.
Oh, what part of you isn't interested?
Yes, you are. That's bullshit. You just are too tired. That's all. You need to rest
that's
up.
And that part of me died.
No.
Keep picking up Maxwell or something.
Oh, there. We got to let Iggy tune in.
Do you know anybody named Max or Maximilian or someone?
Somebody's coming.
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, there's a strong a presence from someone named Max. I can feel this person. I don't know who it is or
Max,
but I can just sense that they're like watching you and they're like got their eye on you and you know and I'm not sure if it's a love interest or not, but they're checking you out, this person, whoever it is, and you're not aware of it. You have no clue.
Okay.
But you meet this person from time to time. You haven't really met yet, but he sees you wherever you're at. Wherever you guys cross, he runs into you somehow. And he's noticed you, but I don't know if you've noticed him. But I can feel that energy that someone's kind of like, hey, you know, checking me out, kind of like, oh, she's really cool. She's really bubbly and funny. I like her.
I feel like this is, like, you've gone through this period of time where you're just really coming into yourself, like, you're trying to figure out, like, more and more, like, what you really want out of life, like, and what you're ready for and what you are. I feel like you're ready for changes, but, like, they might be coming, like, slower than you want. But really, they're coming at your own pace because you need to ask Spirit for the best thing. And for it to come in as you can handle it, as quick as you can handle it. Because I feel like you have a lot of stuff on your plate. I feel like you have a lot of mother energy. Like, I don't know if you have, like, a big family or that you have, like, people you advise. But I feel like a lot of people come to you for they're pulling energy from you. So I feel like you're just now learning how, like, maybe to take back a little bit of your own energy and work with that, and you're learning how to bring things into your own life, and when you're ready, the things will be there, but you need to get out there and just do things you enjoy, more you time, more time for you, and be creative. Like,
I do have so much creative stuff. True.
Huh?
I do guarantee that's true, but let me let Rachel say what she's feeling.
So I'm kind of on a totally different, like, path when I first tuned in. I feel like there's some kind of drama, not between, it has to do with your grandson, I feel, but not between you and him, but, like, maybe a girlfriend. I feel like there's some girl, and it's creating a lot of family drama. It's, like, blowing up.
Oh, yes. Yep. That's very true.
Yeah. You going to put a foot in that ass?
That's a song.
I love that.
Is it?
It is now.
It is. I could have put the foot in that ass.
That's right. That is a song. Maybe that's your theme song of the day.
The last time we seen each other, Karen, do we not go to that grandson's room?
Yes. We sure did.
Yes, right.
And him and I've had talks, yep.
And I can feel weirdness here, right?
Yes.
Well, he didn't have a girlfriend back then, did he?
Well, this girl is kind of in and out of his life. She's really just a trashy, slutty girl, and
are
but
you
he
sure
tells
she's
me
she's not pregnant.
I was gonna say the same thing.
She's pregnant, or she was pregnant. I'm just saying.
Oh God, I hope not. He says he loves her.
She was. Well, she was pregnant. Did he tell you that?
No. No.
You need to ask him. Was she
okay?
No, you do. Was she pregnant? Because I think she was.
Okay.
I think she was, which is why he can't let go of her.
Uh-huh.
I do want to say there's a person that's connected to a pageant in that house.
Oh, I know.
Will not let the house go. Someone, either their family was attached to a significant pageant, or
well,
they
that's the
were
girl
part
that
of a pageant.
Okay, the mother of the woman that was Miss America, the one that was from Bexley. I know her mother used to come to that house.
Okay, telling you her mother is still there.
Okay.
She finds it important to help. And I know Doug, which is right now, Susie picked up Doug with you.
Yeah.
Which I know that
yeah.
relates. Which Doug, Karen that's calling, dated my dad. His brother's Doug.
You know him?
And he's been up here.
Yep.
In our vicinity. Several
yep.
times recently.
I know he was up here, him and Butch, to get a TV.
That's Doug.
Yeah.
So,
that's who
what
I thought when
say, Shirley? You know, I feel like you're holding back. Like, somehow, like, you see something happening or you're interested in someone, but you're holding yourself back some way. I don't understand why. I feel like you're afraid to, like, really get out there and put yourself out there.
Because
she's too hot. But you
That's
need
right.
to. Don't be afraid of that.
She's way too hot.
Like, you know, I feel like we're too old for all that BS. Yes. Like,
well,
you know
she's
saying?
Older than us, but she's still
but,
too hot
but you know
for
what?
Us.
Just do it. Just do what you think. You're very intuitive yourself. Like, you
of
know,
course she
go
is.
With your dad.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You know people. I feel like you really know people. Like, when you meet them, you kind of read people. You know how they are right away. You kind of
yeah.
see through people, and you know what you want. So, like,
right.
don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Don't be afraid to,
hey.
Like, go for it. If that's what you're feeling.
Hey, Karen.
Like, get out there and do it.
Hey, Karen.
What?
So, is there a granddaughter that has a name M that we're not picking up on?
A granddaughter with an M. Let me think.
Or daughter, granddaughter.
No, they're most of them are all with K's or C's, except Lacey.
Now, wait a minute. What's your son that passed? I do know that.
My friend that passed?
No, your son.
Todd. But his daughter is...
That was you. You wrote Todd down. I don't have any names. I don't do names.
Oh. So, what was Todd's two kids' names?
Brock and Kara.
And I'm going to ask the people sitting here.
I feel
here.
Like Brock is so smart.
No, wait a minute. I want you
I
to ask
why,
about
like a go-getter.
Todd. Todd.
Yeah.
I want you to tune in to Todd. Karen's beautiful son.
He hears you all the time. I feel like you talk to him all the time.
Well,
I do. I chalked his picture. I got it on my mantle.
I feel like you're just talking to him all the time, and he hears that, and he responds to you, and he's so funny. I feel like he was just, you know, if he wasn't a jokester in life, he totally is right now. And he tries to give you signs, but they're, like, kind of, like, funny. Like, he's trying to just have fun with you right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
so you know. Because he feels bad. He's sorry he's not here. He doesn't want you to be so sad. I mean, he tries to, like, make it lighthearted, and he tries to joke with you. I don't know if he did that in life, but he feels like a little bit of a jokester right now.
Okay, I do have a question about him.
Mm-hmm.
Was his death... murder or suicide?
Suicide. I feel like he was maybe even military.
I feel like, you know, he didn't mean it to go that far. That's what I get.
Like, okay. I didn't mean it to go that far.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was a suicide, but he really didn't think it would go that far, or it was just an impulse. You know what I mean? He didn't really mean it to go that far.
Did he chime in?
He didn't want to hurt anybody. He didn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
I feel like he was in his own head, and he was just... That's just how he felt at the time. He felt trapped or something.
That's it, exactly. Yep.
He just felt trapped, and, you know, he's not feeling that way now. But it was almost... He didn't feel...
I'm getting a picture of him, like... tapping his watch, like either time to go or time to move on, but he's smiling. It's like a joke about it.
Yeah.
Wow. And I don't know if that's significant.
Is that relevant?
His exit or something else, but like
he probably
not
just
making.
I keep seeing. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's not like he's making a joke out of his death, but he wants you to be lighthearted about it and just move on, not be sad about it.
Yeah,
get going.
He doesn't want you to be sad anymore. He feels so bad that he.
His son wanted to know if it was a suicide or a death or a murder made to look like a suicide.
He wanted to find out,
but I said it doesn't change the outcome. He's still dead.
But you know what? People die.
Right.
Their spirit goes on. You know,
there's still
love there. And his son is so, like, analytical. I feel like he's just very smart, and he needs proof of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kept getting something earlier, like, it's funny how it came to me about, I saw a pinata, but I feel like he's explaining to me, it was a suicide, and he felt like he didn't have anything else to give, like a pinata would have candy in it, so he just ended it and beat himself up until it was gone.
Right.
Hate to be the negative Nancy, like,
because he was always doing things that he shouldn't, and he got himself backed into a corner, and there was no place to go.
Was he in the military?
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Trapped.
No, he wasn't.
I feel like, I don't know, I felt like there was something in the military with
him. Are you sure he wasn't in the military?
I'm positive.
You would know.
Who's William?
No, I just
Who's
feel like
William?
He was feeling a little trapped.
William was my father and my brother.
Wow.
Oh, and his name wasn't William. I dated a guy, but his name was really Billy. It wasn't William.
Are you serious? His father?
No, my father.
His grandfather?
No, yeah. My father and my brother are both named William.
Are you freaking kidding me? Did I know that?
No.
Did you ever tell me that?
No, and if I would have told you, I would have said my brother Bill. You know, I wouldn't have said William. But I don't talk about my brother very much.
They're here in the room with me right now.
My dad?
And I say, of course, and brother.
My brother's still alive.
No, wait a minute. It's your dad and your grandpa then?
Okay.
That you have no clue as to the reasons why. Your son took his life. But next time you call in, they'll be here like, oh, God.
All right.
They just told me I will be. Did you hear that?
It's feedback.
Feedback, that was you. Keep going. What you're saying.
I'm just saying, did you hear that?
It was honoring.
Because I can guarantee they will be here.
Okay.
Here. I love you, baby.
I love you more, Sugar Plum Berry.
Hey, you know what?
I love you, baby.
If you need time.
I love you so much.
From
and you know I do.
Over or, you know, help, ask for the signs that are going to be significant.
And you know it.
Yeah. And it's going to happen.
I know. I know.
Please
tell
everybody. Please tell everybody that you talk to that we're going to be here every month.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I say bitch,
I love
bitch, bitch Brenda?
Yes. You can say whatever like
bitch,
you want.
Tipsy, psychic, in the city, whatever you want to say.
We're never offended. It's all in love.
It, absolutely.
And Brenda used to be in a gang. I bet you guys
and
don't know that.
Gang?
We're not.
Who's the gang? Thunder
yeah.
Something.
Thunder Pussies?
Thundercats.
No. That's it.
Well, they kind of were.
That's
well,
it.
I got to say that.
Here you are.
No, wait, I'm going to cut up with her. I'm going to cut off with you, Sherilyn. Or Karen.
See, look,
no, wait,
totally
I got to
totally
justify the Thunder Pussies. Okay. wait a minute. Wait a minute. It was a Halloween.
Tipsy or
it was Halloween.
The name, right? We got to have Tipsy.
Me and my buddy didn't have any costumes for Halloween. Except it was back in the 90s when having a long sport coat was in. You know? So we're going to go to Walmart. We're going to find some holsters with some guns. And we're going to be the... So then we found these hats.
Well, you told me to think of a name for our gang.
They were kind of little. So I said, let's make it the Thunder Pussy Gang.
Oh,
wait a minute. I'm just saying. So we took some glitter
paint
and some fabric, and we painted these little strips on our cowboy hats.
Oh, my God.
And put Thunder Pussy Gang. And we wore holsters and, like, the kid thing. Well, we made a couple, like, hats. That said
red hat.
Bubby. They were red, and they were way too small for any man's head. And we put on a Bubby.
But not for a boy toy.
Set our table. He might set our table that was guy, had to wear the Bubby hat. He just kind of did. So Karen, the girl is online with you. She was Obama, Marmara Thunder Pussy, right? So we go to the bar. She gets on the dance floor, and this guy that wore the Bubby hat is dancing with her, and we're like, oh, it's so wrong that Bubby is dancing with Mama Thunder Pussy. It's so wrong. Bubby, you should be dancing with Mama. Oh, my God, it was so nasty. Like, the way we made it. It wasn't nasty, for real. But we made it nasty on the dance floor. But anyway, it was precious.
It was
but
wonderful.
Anyway, Karen had the most precious personality and the most funniest personality I ever met my entire life. She dated my dad, and I'm like going, oh, my God, my dad is so straight-laced.
That's what
Karen
said.
I grabbed his ass. I'm like, oh, you did not grab my dad's ass. My dad is from Kentucky, and he goes to church. You did not grab my dad's ass. Oh, yes, I did.
So how do you think?
Anyway.
How do you think I found out about your birthmark?
How do you think what?
I found out about your birthmark.
Huh?
Your birthmark.
Find some.
Yeah, we lost you there.
We lost you. Okay.
Right.
Next caller.
Go to the next
one. We have time.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Dude, it's like taking too much time.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
This is some dude.
Finally.
We got dude.
Oh, Rachel.
Hello.
Tuning in.
Hey,
tuning in.
Fucking Bubba.
Anybody hear me?
I don't know. Yeah, we can hear you.
What's your name?
We do.
Perfect. Jake.
Jake? Welcome, Jake.
Yes.
Jake.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Jake, where are you from?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear us? You're kind of cutting in and out. We just want to make sure you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Hey,
okay, good.
Hey. Oh, I can hear you. That's the way you sound, Jake.
Do you have something you want us to tune into tonight that we can, like, get in your
time
and answer questions?
Yeah,
Jake,
I'm
you need to get in on that goddamn ball. Jake,
in the back of
Jake,
my mind.
Wait.
Now, wait a minute.
Jake.
No, we understand.
Now, wait a minute. Jake.
You're okay.
Now, wait a minute. Jake,
yeah.
You're inside of a bar.
No.
Yes, he is. He is.
Yeah.
Not.
Jake, you're inside of a bar.
Am I in a bar?
Are you a boy?
Yes.
I'm not in a bar.
You're in a loud place. You need to walk outside, honey.
You need to walk to another room.
You need to walk outside, honey.
Can you hear me better now?
Well, I think you need to walk outside, honey.
No,
we can
hear you better now.
Yes.
All right. I'll try calling back.
It's too cold
okay,
outside.
Please, baby Jesus. Okay. Thank you, honey.
Okay, one guy on the show and you ruin it.
No, wait a minute. He was calling from the inside room. I could tell it.
Him.
No.
He's probably
he might have
been.
He was in the hallway. Right?
Do you get
He'll
this?
Come back, so.
Go ahead.
I didn't.
Thanks,
I
go ahead, Iggy. Wait.
Ooh, a dog's on the show.
Hey, I love dogs. Dog, good energy.
Who's with us?
Hello.
Hello.
And how are you tonight?
I think out a little bit.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing better and better by the hour, I'm telling you.
And what's your name?
Steph.
Steph what?
Steph.
Steph?
Did you say
Steph?
Steph, right?
Yeah.
Steph.
I think it's Steph.
Is this my mom? Is this Stephanie?
Don't say that.
Did you spell it?
It is. This is a dog's barking.
You're not saying
that. Are you Rachel's mama? Are you Rachel's mama?
I'm Rachel's mom.
Hi, how's it going?
What
time to see?
Well, hey, we love you already, so.
Oh, my gosh.
You already know that, though.
And you what?
You
need to take it back.
Even though we never see you.
And how?
And I randomly text you because
how come I've never
been
invited to sing back up singing with you? I'm just saying. You're like, get this number out of your phone.
Again, bring her ass to the show, girl.
Oh. Wait a minute.
She in the band, too.
I could get you some gigs right here in Columbus, but Rachel didn't tell me that.
Okay, I know that you're looking for love, but you are looking in all the wrong places.
I could get you.
You are so
talented. Gigs right here in Columbus.
You should be worshiping the ground you walk on. Like, oh, my God. You should just be, like, going with the people who are looking at you.
Is your dad passed away?
Like, appreciating you.
No, my father and I don't really talk, so yeah, I don't know much about him, but I think he's still alive.
Well, somebody is here.
Yeah. he was dead.
Who's talking about your daddy? Yeah.
My dad?
Yes. And is it a sister or an aunt that passed away who would have strong emotions about the fact you don't talk to your dad?
No.
I don't think that's true.
There is, I don't know.
I think there's an aunt. Who's Roy or Roger?
What about Ruth? Ruth.
Ruth? Is it an R name? Some R name. Who's that?
It's a grandma. That would be, her dad is her son. She would probably be upset.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she would be upset.
You're calling in for your future, though, and I'm telling you right now, you are all that and a bag of chips.
Of course.
But you don't feel right now. You're feeling like, no, you're not all that in a bag of chips, but you
she don't know that.
No, she's down on herself.
She don't know that.
Listen to you. Stop listening to all that negative stuff in your head.
I might be like this.
You talk negative to yourself way too much. Quit that.
She does not know that.
You are talking down to yourself. Who's been talking down to you your whole life? Brenda, quit being a pig.
No, I'm saying she does not know that. Like,
she does not know that. You have got to, like, think better of yourself.
My God.
You are so great.
You
have
like,
people who would just, like,
do like that. I like fantasize about 70.
And you're worried.
Every day of my
life. You're worried that there's nobody for you.
Are
you
like...
Because you're picking losers, but there's good, great people
now,
out
minute.
There for you. You just have
she
to find
sings,
them. Let them worship the ground you walk on. That's what
now,
I'm
wait
saying.
A minute.
That's what you deserve.
She sings like some
you've paid your
like
dues.
Heart.
You need something.
And I'm
good.
Like, Stephanie.
You want love. This is the
I
month
do.
For love. Is this not Valentine's Day month? I know it's cold as hell, and we're fighting
yes.
the cold, but let me tell
Stephanie,
you need to open yourself up to somebody who's really good for you and
Stephanie,
good to you.
You
not,
need to open yourself up to me doing backup with you. That's what I'm saying.
No, Bren. Bren, she wants love.
Oh.
No,
I
just,
no way
to get
raped.
She needs some
bejesus
girlfriends.
Girl
in my house, and I really don't want
I don't know her very well, so I'm the best one to read her. I don't know her.
Wait a minute, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Your house is fucking haunted, but beside that, I'm just saying.
After
we
what?
Have 90 seconds.
Yeah. Keep
Stephanie.
We only have 90
look,
seconds, Stephanie, so...
Stephanie, look.
Off,
your house is fucking haunted. I will come and sing back up with you and make you feel pressed.
Love yourself. You're better than that. You know it.
Come and fix my house.
I love
for
you,
God
Stephanie.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Popcorn reading. What's going on?
Who?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Thank
you.
Hello. We're sorry you waited so long.
Hello.
Here's my popcorn reading. Get a new phone.
Yay.
Go to the next one.
Yeah, we are out of callers. All right. So we have
are you kidding
seconds.
Me?
It's perfect timing.
For real?
Look, Iggy, wrap it up.
Hang it.
Call back some other time. We want to read you.
Let's recap real quick. It was fun.
It was very fun.
It was so fun.
And we'll be back here.
And it was Susie's
happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Birthday! Great birthday
to
you. We love
happy
you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Susie. Happy birthday to you. Oh! Woo-hoo!
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speak grunt. No strength. my team reporters.